Moral Conscience. God instilled in human nature the moral law, which guides and safeguards human freedom. And the moral law would have been of little use if at the same time God had not given man the co-natural capacity to know it, so that moral imperatives truly orient man's attitude towards God, the author of the moral law. But providence does not fail, and as the Second Vatican Council's pastoral constitution, Gaudium et Spes, teaches, in the depths of his conscience, man detects a law which he does not impose upon himself, but which holds him to obedience, always summoning him to love good and avoid evil. The voice of conscience, when necessary, speaks to his heart. Do this, shun that. For man has in his heart a law written by God. To obey it is the very dignity of man. According to it, he will be judged. Conscience is the most secret core and sanctuary of a man. There he is alone with God, whose voice echoes in his depths. What is conscience? Conscience is the inner voice which manifests to man the goodness or malice of an act, so that he is led to do what is good and avoid what is bad. It is the judgment of reason through which the human person recognizes the moral quality of a concrete act that one is thinking of doing, is already doing, or has done. Conscience advises and makes itself felt. If one has done something that conscience disapproves of, it perturbs. If one has done what is good, it offers its approval and praise. The various states of conscience. It is useful to know the various states of conscience in order to properly orient ourselves regarding the use of freedom. With respect to personal assent, conscience can be distinguished as certain. Conscience that is certain implies firm assent. One is completely sure that the morality of an act is exactly as conscience dictates. Doubtful. It is a moral judgment that fears that it could be wrong. A doubtful conscience, therefore, lacks firm assent. It could even happen that moral judgment is suspended, in which case there is no assent at all. With respect to the object and its conformity to the moral norms, conscience can be distinguished as correct. Conscience is correct when the moral judgment is in accordance with the objective norm, such that the act in question is truly good or bad, just as conscience judges it to be. False. Conscience is false when the moral judgment is not in accordance with the objective norm, such that conscience judges as good an act that is bad, or vice versa. This judgment is, of course, the result of an error. One must act always with a certain conscience. Man's vocation is to fulfill the will of God, which is indicated to us through conscience. However, there are moments when one does not know what the will of God is. To act in such cases is to expose ourselves to the risk of offending God. That is why one must always act with a certain conscience. When the certainty of one's conscience is based on the truthfulness or rectitude of the moral judgment, that is, conscience that is certain and correct, then there is no difficulty. But what if the certainty of one's conscience is based on error, that is, conscience that is certain but false? Then it would depend on the nature of the error. If the error is invincible, that is, not due to negligence or malice, then one should still follow the judgment of conscience. The act, even though it is not in accordance with the norm, would be subjectively good, because the human will honestly wants what is good, and the helplessly erroneous conscience tells it that it is so. However, if there is unwillingness to know the objective moral norms, then the error is vincible. Such a conscience, however certain it may be, cannot and should not be taken as a norm of conduct. One must first rid oneself of the vincible error. The formation of conscience. What has been said above explains the necessity and the obligation to form one's conscience in order to know God's will, which should be the basis for our moral attitude. We are endowed with conscience in order to know what is right and do it. thus safeguarding our freedom, and not in order to do what is evil. The means to form one's conscience are: know your Christian doctrine. Through it, we learn the mysteries of the faith, along with the moral demands that are proper to our condition as creatures of God, and to our condition as Christians of being adoptive children of God and disciples of Jesus Christ. Hence, we should also be attentive to what is said by the pastors of the Church, that is, the Pope and the bishops and priests. Do not act impulsively. Instead, think calmly about the decision to be taken, so that our judgment of conscience may be correct and true, and sure, that is to say, certain, as is demanded by a good conscience that transmits God's law. And so it would help a lot to do a brief examination of conscience each day, looking at how we have behaved during the day. Ask for advice. One should learn to seek the advice of people who can help us: our parents, a priest, a catechist, a professor, or a good friend. Spiritual direction with a priest is without doubt an excellent way to form one's conscience, so that it always seeks what is good. Importance of the formation of conscience. Very few are conscious of the importance of personal formation, and the frequent need to face up to important moral demands. Many instead limit themselves to a minimum of moral obligations, such as avoiding mortal sins and not causing scandal. But human responsibility, the responsibilities of parents, people in authority, teachers, priests, is much more than that. Man is a social animal, as Aristotle wrote, and is responsible for his own conduct and its positive or negative influence on that of others. Although Jesus Christ warns us about the seriousness of scandal, he also exhorts us that he himself has come so that we may have life and have it in abundance. Rules in order to always decide in conscience. Normally, if a person takes care of forming his or her conscience, it will not be difficult to know and do good. The interior attitude of trying to discern the will of God facilitates the solution when some difficulty arises. Here are some useful rules. One can never do evil in order to achieve something good. Do unto others what you would like them to do unto you. Always respect your neighbor and his conscience. Resolutions for Christian life. We should do a short examination of conscience every day before going to bed to see if we have taken God into account in the things we have done. Think if we are acting with a conscience that is certain and correct.